This shiur has been brought to you from the Sharim Audio Library. For information about Sharim or to order additional CDs, please visit our website www.sharim.com or email sharim@sharim.com. Thank you for making Sharim part of your continual learning experience.
In the last class we had, we were talking about, we're in part 1, Chelek Aleph, Chelek Shlishi, third chapter. Right? This is the chapter that is talking about Min HaEnoshi, man. And it discusses different parts, different aspects, different issues that concern man. For example, we spoke about free will. We spoke about the makeup between body and soul. We spoke about the different time periods that will evolve within the man, meaning this world of reward, the world of work. Then we had spoken about the difference about this world and the next world. We spoke about how the Ramban, that was in the last class, how the Ramban understands the world to come, the difference between Messiah and Eden. Before the sin, after the sin, man before the sin, and man after the sin was also something that we had been discussing. And now we're on, in the Gray Book, the Feldheim Gray Book, on page 52. Okay, v'umnam, however, b'yot shenigzera mita la'adam, since death was ordained, death was decreed upon the man, כמו שזכרנו, as we have mentioned, ונמצא שהמורכב הזה צריך להיפרד לזמן מה, it comes out that the person has to be separated at least for some time period, ואחר כך חשוב להתחבר. Why does man have to be separated from his soul at least for some time period? Why does man have to be separated from his body at least for some minuscule time period? What happens when our body is separated and then is resurrected? Our soul is purified and our body is purified. Right? That's the main point. Meaning the whole reason that we need our body and soul to separate is to give an opportunity to purify the body. We'll speak soon that there is part of the body that doesn't disintegrate. And the significance of that is so that our body is actually able to be purified. It gives it a chance. In a sense, like a newborn baby, in a sense, like the concept of a mikveh, where your body is sort of starts anew, starts fresh. Now, when the body and soul are separated, now the body and soul are separated, they have to be somewhere. So where are the body and soul where they're separated? The body goes back to its foundation. What's the foundation of the body? It's the earth. The body goes back to the earth. V'tipared harkavato v'tipased tzurato, and the form of the body also, you know, disintegrates in a sense. V'oil v'ayah min ha'efer elav yeshuv, since it comes from earth, it will go back to the earth. That's actually a blessing for man. It's a blessing, because what happens is the man goes back to his foundation, his roots, and then he's able to start fresh. Ruma shemar ibarach shemol adam ki afarata. And this is what the Almighty has told us, that you are dust and to dust you will return. However, the soul that merits in its actions, the soul just has to wait. The soul is just there waiting for the body to get its act together. Now what's it going to do? דהיינו ההצחה והפסד בראשונה והישאר באפר כל זמן שצריך. So the soul has to wait for the body to disintegrate. Then the soul has to wait for the body to be resurrected. And then it has to wait for the body to, you know, be purified. All these things that have to happen to it. Now the soul has to be somewhere, says the Ramchal. Has to be placed somewhere. And that is the world of souls. Otherwise what we know as Gan Eden. Right? Not to confuse with the world to come. That's Gan Eden. That's a waiting period. Now, it's not just a waiting room like you have in the doctor, right? It's almost like a waiting room of going to a hotel. You would compare the two. You go to the doctor in the lobby, you're just sitting there waiting and just can't wait to get out. When you go to a hotel, You're enjoying every moment. Okay, even though it's not real life, so to speak, but it's quite comfortable. So Gan Eden is similar to that. Gan Eden is a waiting room, but it's like, you know, the penthouse waiting room. You know, it's got the leather seats and the marble and remote controls everywhere and stuff like that. So the souls doesn't have to, like, I guess it floats around and stuff. I don't know how it works, I haven't been there yet. אולם הסוף זה הוכן עולם הנשמות שבו תיכנסנה הנשמות הזוכות אחרי צאתן מהגוף ותשבנה שם במקום מנוחה. And the soul goes to this place of waiting and it sits there in pleasure. כל זמן יתגלגל על הגוף, everything that happens to the body. והנה כל זמן ההוא תשכונה הנשמות הן במעלה ובתענוג. That whole time the world will live and rejoice from the pleasure. מאין מה שינתן לה אחר כך בזמן הגמול האמיתי שזכנו למעלה. What does מאין מה שינתן לה mean? What does that mean? מאין מה שינתן לה. What does מאין מה שינתן לה mean? It's an example of what will be given to it in the world to come. Meaning Gan Eden, the world of souls, is only an example of what it will receive in the world to come. I want to dwell on this for a moment. I want to just dwell on this point. You know when you get those little packets of perfume, the little ones, they're like testers, you rip it open, the samples, right? The sample perfumes. So, you know, that, just a little squirt, you know, gives you a feeling of what is really going on. Or when you, when you taste a little part, you know, you have a taste of a meal. You come home starving, and then you walk into the kitchen and all the food is ready. And you tell your mom, you know, can I taste something? She gives you, it's a potato or something. You know, it's a taste of what could be, but it's definitely nowhere close to the actual meal. In a similar vein, we have to understand that our sages tell us that all the pleasures of this world are nothing compared to just being in the waiting room before the world to come. So think about for a moment all the what does all the pleasures of this world mean to you? Start listing them. All the physical pleasures, all the pleasures you might have. Let's just list them. Go around the room for a moment. Let's think. Chocolate, very good. Throw them. Just for a moment. Let's plug in for a minute. Love, relationships, chocolate. What? Cars, houses, sleeping late, snooze buttons. Snooze buttons are a big source of pleasure, right? Gotta press that little snooze button. Okay? Right? Florida. So we take all the pleasure. Now, all the pleasure of this world means more than that. Why does all the pleasure of this world mean more than that? That's just the pleasures that you might experience, right? Imagine the wedding. Right? That's an exciting time. So now, that's just all the pleasures that you might experience. Let's multiply that by all the people in your family, all their pleasures. And now let's multiply that by all the people in your community, all their pleasures, all everything they've attained when they got, you know, their high point, when they got accepted to that college or to that job and they got that letter, you know? All the pleasures keep going. All the pleasures of the world, what more is that? Not just of the community, of the, all the pleasures of the people in this generation. Isn't that included when we say that all the pleasures that this world has attained? It goes further. Why? Not just the pleasures of that generation, but rather all the generations that have ever existed and will exist is included in the statement, all the pleasures. So when our sages say that just being in the waiting room before the world to come has more pleasure than all the pleasures of this world, let's take for a minute everything that we've spoken about from you as a person until all the generations and all their pleasures and put it into one little capsule, one little glowing capsule. That's a lot of pleasure, right? That's a lot of pleasure. You take all that pleasure and then we say that just passing by the waiting room of the world to come is more pleasurable than all of that pleasure. And how do you get to that waiting room? That's the commandment. That's the mitzvot. That's the work we're doing in this world. We can understand what has given the Jewish people the strength to stand and persevere. Because we know we're investors. The Jewish people, you know, they say, we take these 120 years we have in this world, and we multiply them. How? By making them eternal. So we just have to keep in mind when the Ramchal says that, When a person gets to Gan Eden, which is the waiting room, right? That's a source of pleasure. But that's only like an example of what's waiting. And what's waiting is more waiting for the person in the waiting room of the world to come. Forget the world to come. We can't even fathom like what that's about. The waiting room has more pleasure. It's more pleasurable, more exciting than all the pleasures that have existed in this world for all the people, all of humanity. Now the actions that you do in the world of souls is judged by what? Is judged by your actions. Everything is judged by what a person does. So for example, you'll receive in relation to the effort. Remember we had spoken out also in the past that the difference between the way society judges things and how God judges things is that God is effort based. So the effort that you put in, the effort that we put into this world, is going to pay off in the world to come. The soul and the body will not attain the true reward when? They will only receive it when they are resurrected. Now, the question I want to ask you is, why will the soul and body not receive their pleasure individually? Two separate bank accounts. But rather, they have to wait till they're connected and then receive the reward. So what you're saying is the answer is the fact that, first of all, the way that we attain the merit is through being together. So it's only fair for them to be together as well in the world to come. And secondly, like the real source of pleasure is really when the body is so purified that they're able to attain the pleasure as one. This is, for example, in a similar vein, how like a marriage relationship would work. Like the husband and wife are together in the world to come, if they merit to it, if they help each other. Meaning there's a famous story about Rav Chaim Vital. So wait one second, before the guru and kind of this thing. So what I mean is like this is a famous story with Rav Chaim Vital. That when he passed away, his wife had a dream. They took her on like a little tour of like the heavens. And they put her on like a little spaceship, and she was traveling for a while, deep and deep and deep into more pleasurable worlds and whatnot. And finally, she gets to a certain point, and they say to her, "Here, this is where you're going to be." And she says, "What's that light up there? That like shining, shining light?" She goes, "Oh, that's your husband." She goes, "That's my husband. Where am I?" She says, "Well, you weren't on this level." So she goes back and like, there was a message that she had to still grow to be together with him. So as long as the husband and the wife are complimenting each other, it could be the opposite. If the husband is holding back the wife, or the wife is holding back the husband. But if they're complimenting each other and they're helping each other grow, then they will attain together. Like the Gemara says, what merit do women have in the world to come? The fact that they are conducive to their husband's learning, their children's learning, and the like. Meaning, once everybody acts as their proper tool, they attain their level in the world to come. So in similar vein, the body and soul, they work together as a team. They receive the reward as a team. Anyway, back to our realm over here. Ulam, we are on Yud Bet 12. Ulam, milvad hiyot olam neshamot makom neshamot. Not only is the world of souls a place for the souls to dwell, l'shevet bo kol zman yotom mitzapot leguf shemezacharnu. The soul is waiting for the body. Another advantage of the world of souls. What is the other advantage of the world of souls? After it has already been decreed that the soul will not receive perfection only, and it will only after death. Even though you're walking around this world and a person is alive and it looks as if they have reached the world of reward, In addition, another advantage of the world of souls is that God decreed that so long as the soul is in the body here, the soul is in a sense like in this little capsule. And what what's confining it is the body. And we could feel that the soul, we all feel, for example, society has a tremendous drive to succeed and go forward and for pleasure and growth and things like that. People don't know where that comes from, so they'll translate into all types of different things. You know, a guy might hit mid-age crisis.